808 on Connect FM. It's a Friday morning connection. We have a very busy man in the studio here at Connect FM. That man would be State Representative Mike Armanini of Pennsylvania's 75th District. And it is time for Around PA 75th with Representative Armanini. Mike, good morning to you.
Good morning, Dan.
Thank you so much for coming in to get your constituents and our listeners up to date on what's happening around the 75th District.
Well, it is always a pleasure to come in here and talk with you with these few minutes. And I do appreciate the people who are listening to, you know, hear a little bit more about actually what is going, you know, around in our area as far as state government.
Well, super. And it's going to be a busy day and a busy weekend, but let's back it up a little bit and talk about, it's been a busy week. You know, we started Monday with Earth Day, and I know that you took part in a special video presentation with some other representatives. We'll have you talk about that. Tuesday was primary election day, and even though you were unopposed in that primary election, kind of give us a wrap up on that. And then the special event in Johnsonburg that we were promoting here on Connect FM with the Concealed Carry Seminar. So how about a quick update on those three things?
Sure thing. It has been a busy last few weeks, of course, being in Harrisburg for the past 2 weeks and going back again this week.
Yeah.
But we did. On Tuesday, we had our on Wednesday, we had our concealed carry seminar up in Johnsonburg at the fire hall. And I thank the Johnsonburg Fire Department for always helping me and hosting that. They have a great facility for an event like that. But it was very good. We had the district attorney, Bo Groves, Sergeant Grogan from the Pennsylvania State Police, Sheriff Catterone, and a member from the Game Commission. So we had a vast presenters to be able to answer many questions that were answered, that were, you know, given by everybody. And it went very well because I think everybody, you know, left there knowing more than when they came into. And that's always good because, you know, there's always so many different, well, I heard this or heard that when it comes to concealed carry. So they were very good at being able to promote that and to let, you know, the people know exactly what is the law. And of course, we, you know, we look forward, you know, the next one we'll probably have will be down in the Du Bois, Clearfield, Kernsville area, you know, depending, because we have a busy summer. We have a license plate renewal program coming here in June in Du Bois, and then we'll be off to Kernsville for that. Also, Senator Langerhout is having one here in Du Bois. And then, of course, we have our fair coming up at the mall with Senator Langerhout, which will be in May sometime. So that'll be coming out. But, you know, it has been busy, you know, with going around and talking. You mentioned Earth Day bills. And what that was is there's a group of us who are presenting legislation to the governor, you know, to the House that hopefully will get to the Senate. And it deals with rare earth element minerals. And it's so important because these minerals lie underneath our abandoned coal mines.
Right.
And these are the minerals that are being used with everything that you and I and everyone else are using today, from your phones, from your solar panels. You know, it's the minerals that are used in all the new technology. And right now, 90 to 100% of those minerals come from countries like China, Africa, and India. And we all know that environmentally, none of those minerals are being, you know, extracted from the earth correctly. So what my bill does is it brings companies to Pennsylvania. It's a very high startup, you know, to start doing this. And this is new. But we're trying to give companies an advantage in Pennsylvania for them to be able to, you know, take certain tax breaks and so forth.
Sure.
And it's really hard when everyone is pushing solar, 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 but are we truly cleaning the environment? Because all of, you know, all the components are coming from China, which has no restrictions on anything.
Exactly.
So we're doing a fake green here right now, I believe, in the United States and Pennsylvania. Yeah. It's being driven by, you know, the Biden administration, which is falling down to, of course, our state. And it's good, but are we truly doing it the right way?
Right.
I truly believe they have the cart and so in front of the horse with this, that we have to slow down. Let's start mining the minerals here. Mm. Let's do it in the United States.
Sure.
We do everything much better, much more friendly to the environment. And these are the things that we need to start pushing. We're not going to correct this global, warming or whatever they're saying in 10 years.
Yeah.
And if Pennsylvania is putting all these restrictions on and our neighboring states like Ohio aren't, what are we really gaining? So it's some interesting legislation, and we'll truly see how concerned or aggressive the governor truly is, because this is new industry. He's pushing new industry, but some of it is, for the hydrogen, which is, again, a new market that is going to take an extreme amount of water to make that work. And then you're talking fusion, which, that's still in the planning zone. That's not a given. Right now we have nothing that is given in Pennsylvania moving forward. And, we're trying to close down the natural gas and oil industry, which is, I think that's probably the worst move that we could make in Pennsylvania. We have the cleanest and the most abundant natural gas in the United States, and we're not taking advantage of it. Yeah. Doesn't make sense. But, so we're very happy about those bills. And it'll be interesting once we get back to see where they are in committee and how we're going to move about them. So I'm looking forward to that. I'm sure it'll be an interesting quote fight. But, that's what we're there for.
Well, thank you for that update. And speaking of fights, of course, the budget fight, if you want to call it that, is kind of mid-round, I guess we could say, because Pennsylvania's budget is supposed to be complete and put into place by the end of June. And believe it or not, that's just 2 months away.
Yes, and we have a lot of work to do in Harrisburg on that. And, I would have to say, right now everyone is just, aligning their ducks.
Yeah, yeah.
How are we going to come, to work together on this budget that, of course, is, adding more to Pennsylvania. I think it's $2.3 billion more dollars the governor wants on this. And we have, everyone needing more funding to survive.
Yeah.
And it goes from healthcare to education to seniors.
But there's only so much money to spend.
Right. There's only so much money to spend. And when we are, affecting our industries, we're still at the bottom in the country for bringing in new business.
Yeah.
So that just goes to show you.
What could be the reason for that?
Well, I'm going to say that's probably from, going on 8+ years of the other side's governorship, not really truly focusing on Pennsylvania's strengths. So this will be an interesting time going back and seeing where everything is going to start falling into place. And, we're faced with spending more, and I do not think individuals can afford any more coming out of their pocket. I'm still, when I go into the grocery store, I'm just amazed by the amount where everything has increased. It's just one thing, gasoline and so forth.
It hurts, doesn't it?
You're right. Like, how much longer can, the average person survive with this inflation? So we need to do something. And, the governor is going through our rainy day fund very quick. Someone has to start turning that spigot off, because it's going to run dry.
Yeah.
And then we're going to be in deficit. And that is something that I do not want to bring to the people, not only of the 75th district, but the people of Pennsylvania.
Well, and as we were talking a little bit about before coming on the air here, the bulk of that battle is probably going to take place in the Senate, but we're going to definitely count on getting updates from you, especially next month when we talk.
Yes.
To see what the situation is as we head closer and closer to that June 30th deadline.
Yes, that is a big circle date in everyone's calendar, and we'll see if we actually hit it. I'm hopeful, but I think this is going to be a rough one.
Well, Representative Armanini, we're coming to the end of our time. It always goes by so quickly, but you told me, and we started things off by saying you're a busy man because you're going to be heading out of here and heading up to St. Mary's. Tell us about that.
Yes, today is we're going to do some fish stocking in St. Mary's. Other legislators are coming into the area, and we're going to be stocking Laurel Run with the Fish Commission. Mm-hmm. So we're looking forward to that, and I'm bringing the Hoover Boys with me from Du Bois Up. Great three young men who are just ecstatic about fishing. So I'm looking forward to having them there with me to let them, you know, enjoy, you know, doing the stocking. So that'll be good. And then hopefully today I'm going to be able to get down to Ridgeway for the chainsaw events that are going down there. I was in Ridgeway Tuesday and just seeing the people come in and so forth. You know, what a great event to have here. And I'm looking forward to hopefully getting down there this afternoon and checking everything out.
That's a fascinating event, the Rendezvous taking place in Ridgeway, and that will be continuing through tomorrow, I believe.
Yes, you're correct.
All right. State Representative Mike Armanini of Pennsylvania's 75th District, thank you for giving us update, and hope that you have a great day, a great weekend, and we'll do it again next month.
You got it. Enjoy the weekend, everyone.